From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The militant group Boko Haram has pledged allegiance to Islamic State, amid reports that a series of bombings killed more than 50 people in Nigeria's Borno State, where Boko Haram is active. The jihadist monitoring group SITE on Saturday quoted Boko Haram as saying, "We announce our allegiance to the caliph," in a video purported to be from the Nigerian rebel group. Islamic State controls parts of Iraq and Syria and calls its leader the caliph. But Islamic State and Nigerian-based Boko Haram follow the strictest interpretation of the Quran, and both are responsible for thousands of deaths. Saturday's announcement came hours after explosions in the Borno State capital Maiduguri killed at least 55 people and wounded approximately 140 others. Gunmen killed at least 5 people and wounded several others in an attack on a restaurant in Mali's capital Bamako Saturday. The attack on La Terrasse restaurant took place early in the morning hours. 2 people were arrested shortly afterwards, but could not confirm that they were linked to the attack. 2 Malians, a French national, and a Belgian were killed. The top U.S. military officer says Iraqi forces will take back the city of Tikrit from Islamic State, but only because of U.S. coalition airstrikes. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey said on his way to Baghdad that the number of Iraqi forces fighting the extremists is overwhelming, but he said he does not believe the Iraqis could have made progress in Tikrit unless the U.S.-led airstrikes slowed down the militants. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has paid tribute to those who 50 years ago marched for voting rights in Selma, Alabama. Speaking underneath the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where a demonstration turned to violence when the demonstrators were confronted by police in 1965, Mr. Obama said that generations of people owe a great deal to those demonstrators.
239 years after this nation's founding, our union is not yet perfect, but we are getting closer. Our job's easier because somebody already got us through that first mile. Somebody already got us over that bridge.
Mr. Obama told thousands gathered in Selma, Alabama, that he rejects the notion that nothing has changed in 50 years. The anniversary comes as the U.S. struggles with renewed racial tensions over police treatment of African Americans. Several shootings of young black men by white police officers and the death of a black New York man during a confrontation with police have set off several protests and calls for police reform. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it is up to Tehran to prove that Iran's nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. Speaking Saturday in Paris, Mr. Kerry said that there are still points of disagreement between Iran and the so-called P5+1 group.
The reason we don't have an agreement is we believe there are gaps that have to be closed. There are things that have to be done to further strengthen this. We know this.
As he has said before, Mr. Kerry reported there has been progress in talks between Iran and the world powers about the country's nuclear program. The P5+1 group negotiating with Iran hopes to reach a framework agreement, the outline of an eventual full deal, by the end of this month. There is a tentative deadline of June the 30th for a final agreement acceptable to both sides. Iran maintains that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. The United States and its allies want to make sure that the program will not be used to develop a nuclear weapon. The World Health Organization has begun large-scale testing of an experimental Ebola vaccine in Guinea on Saturday. Dr. Marie-Paul Keeney, the assistant director of the World Health Organization, told the Associated Press the agency intended to vaccinate for this trial up to 10,000 people, possibly more. The vaccine was first developed by the Canadian government about 10 years ago, but little more was done with it then because there was no demand for it at the time. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.